So you can see the difficulty, the very real personal difficulty that someone faces with deportation for something as minor as this. And you can, just to fill in a little bit more of the blanks, he does have a wife here, and he does have a child, an American citizen, and they would be deprived of the father and spouse, as well as the rest of his family here, his sister and his brother, William, his father, all being deprived of his company. These are very difficult circumstances, and according to the statistics I have, there's been 578 people deported in the last 6 months out of, since January, from Washington, Oregon, and Alaska. Those are the people going through the system at the Northwest Detention Center in Tacoma, and it's a 200% increase over last year, so we know they're moving them out quickly. Do you have any particular thing that a member of the audience could do to help support your son, Jonathan?
Yes, what we've been doing, and family members and people who we know, they just we've been telling them to call ICE at a number so they can help us give ICE a message that he's not a bad person. That's actually a great dad, a great friend, a great person to be around.
So they would call ICE at what number?
It would be at 253-779-6000, extension 14.
And Jonathan's last name, if they want to mention him?
Yes, that will be Jonathan Alcantara.
Alcantara.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, great. So if you've heard this story and you have an idea of what it would feel like if this was you and your son, your brother, in this circumstance and want to take action, please do. I'm an advocate, not just a journalist. I'm an advocate journalist, and I would say please call ICE 253-779-6000, extension 14, and ask them to release Jonathan Alcantara, because he is a person that we want in this country, not a person we want deported. Yes. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in today for this show on Depth. I want to thank you, Josefina. Thank you for coming.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you, William.
Thank you.
And I want to let you know what's coming up on KBOO tomorrow morning. At 7, it's Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. At 8, on Voices from the Edge, Joanne Hardesty welcomes writer and activist Sean King to KBOO. At 9, it's Press Watch. Teresa Mitchell asks the question, will it be solidarity or catastrophe? At 10, Chris Andre hosts Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. At 10:15, Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. And at 11, on Between the Covers, Pamela Santos welcomes Portland author Jenny Forrester and her memoir, Narrow River, Wide Sky, about her coming of age in rural America. I want to thank all of you KBOO members for your generous support. You know we are in the middle of a membership drive. We are going to go right now to Membership Central so that they can tell you how you can support the radio station that brings you the stories directly from the people they're affecting.
Thank you so much, Linda, and thank you for that insightful interview. This is important information. My name is Ani, and I'm here at KBOO Community Radio this evening asking you, my friends, my neighbors, my fellow community members, to please add your support to this amazing, independent, powerful community radio station. It is our spring membership drive. This is the end of our first week out of a 2-week membership drive, and it is the perfect time for you to become a member of KBOO and to let us know that this is the kind of program that is hitting home to you. You tune in so that you can live informed lives. Please call right now, 877-500-5266, and be a part of the information pipeline that is here to get independently produced information without corporate filters, without the status quo, framing what we do, and basically directing the stories that are told. What directs us is our passion as community members to share our experiences, to share our analysis, to share the love of investigative reporting, to share information and the truth with each other. And we are able to do that in an independent way because your contributions pay the bills. Your contributions ensure our independence. You may be already a member of KBOO Community Radio. Perhaps you have been giving in a $10 a month or a $5 a month way. We're asking that right now, Consider what KBOO gives you all year round and make an additional contribution at 877-500-5266. If you are already a contributing member, a sustaining member of KBOO, you can call in with that one-time extra special contribution to let us know that our news is really hitting home, that you appreciate the stories that we have been doing around the ICE detentions, around what is happening with the Dreamers Act and what are happening with people in our communities, our neighbors who are immigrants here in town and around the region. We have been covering the stories of the hunger strike at NorCor, and we do it with your financial contribution. If you have not yet become a KBOO member, this is your moment to step on up and say, yeah, I want to be a part of this community resource. I want to be sure that we are interdependent and that we continue this kind of hard-hitting information. 877-500-5266 is the number to call so that you too can join in the KBOO radio community. You can also join us online at kboo.fm, just like Michael has done in Vancouver. Thank you so much, Michael in Vancouver, Jay in Hillsboro, and Inga in Northeast Portland. Thank you so very much for joining online. However you are able to connect with KBOO, please connect right now. It is really your support that makes all of this possible. KBOO is more important today than ever before, and you can help us rise to the challenge of modeling participatory media by increasing your membership. Please, right now, make it your time to become a member of KBOO Community Radio. 877-500-5266 is the number to call to make your contribution. This afternoon, you can talk to one of our volunteers who are standing by, phone answering. You could even come down to 20 Southeast 8th. That's right between Burnside and Ankeny in beautiful Southeast Portland. And you can become a member in person and get a tour of the studio, see how your money is spent here. We are making way right now for, It's a really good show. It's about laughter and comedy. And it's Belinda. Thank you so much for coming in to do this program. But right now, we need to hear from you, as you need KBOO in your ear to keep you informed and keep you connected, keep you inspired, and keep you moving towards right action. The right action for you to take at this moment is adding your support to this community resource. Call us at 877-500-5266. Become a hero for KBOO with your dollar a day contribution. Think about that. Budget in $30 a month for KBOO and know that you are doing your part to make sure that we are an independent community resource in your future. Please call 877-500-5266.
You are listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 6:07. As Ani mentioned, coming up next, we'll have What's Life Without Laughter, a very special Pledge Drive edition. So stay tuned for that.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Intrigue Fashion Show for 50 and over on Saturday, May 20th at 2:30 p.m. at the Christ United Methodist Church in Portland. Intrigue is a volunteer group of older women focused on the fashion interests and needs of women 50 and over. At this event, Portland women of 50 and over will take to the stage to model fashion-forward clothing. The event also features former Ms. Senior Oregon, music refreshments, and a raffle. Again, that's Intrigue Fashion Show for 50 and over on Saturday, May 20th at 2:30 p.m. at Christ United Methodist Church, 12755 Northwest Dogwood Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
to What's Life Without Laughter. I am one of your hosts, T6. That's T6 with 2X, as well as the beautiful, talented Belinda Giles, the Amazon Queen.
Hello, K-Booz. Hello on 90.7.
So, Ms. Giles, Belinda, what would you like me to call you?
Well, you know, since I am the Amazon Queen, I think it's no more than gracious that you call me the Queen.
All right. The Queen is going to give you a brief introduction exactly what this show is about.
What's Life Without Laughter is a hybrid program that will focus on art, theater, music, and, of course, comedy. We will discuss important topics that are important at the KBOO community, but locally and nationally. The program is designed to be lighthearted, uplifting, humorous, entertaining, and informative with a comic twist. After all, what's life without laughter?
All right. As well as keeping it comic, funny, we do want to keep in line with the KBOO values. Of course, just like every other community, the comedy community has the same problems with the ism, the racisms, the sexism, the ageisms, and we're going to do our best to get rid of all those isms, just like KBOO, you know. So we're going to make sure we keep in line with the KBOO values. All right. This is our first show. So the first show, you know, we definitely like to get a prayer going on, because, you know, we pray about everything in the South. We have a little Southern background, both of us. So on the phone, we have my pastor from the First Baptist Church of Chicken and Waffles and Kitchen Sinks from Huntsville, Alabama, Miss Lula May. Lula May, you on?
Hey, babies. Hey, grandbabies. Hey, T6. How you doing, baby?
Hey, Miss Lula May. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, baby. How you doing? How you doing? Matter of fact, how is Amazon Queen? How you doing, baby? Hey, Lula May. How you doing? I'm doing all right.
All right, Lula May. So how's Pastor doing first?
Well, baby, let me go ahead and let you know right now. Pastor is blessed, and he's highly favored. You know, except for, you know, that little bronchitis, a little touch of the gout. He got high blood pressure, pre-diabetic. But everything else, baby, he's wonderful.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah.
Well, you know what, baby? Matter of fact, I was thinking about you the other day when I was grocery shopping.
Oh, you was thinking about me?
Yes, baby. I was going down in Winn-Dixie, and I was walking down that aisle, and it said, glutton, free aisle. And I thought about you. Because, you know, ain't you glutton-free?
Gluten-free?
Exactly. You are glutton-free. Baby, I saw glutton-free noodles. I saw glutton-free bread.
Gluten.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly, baby. Ain't that the truth? Because it was that glutton. I thought about you, baby, when I saw that aisle, baby.
So what made you think about me?
Well, baby, you know, when I was walking down that glutton-free aisle, and I thought of T6, and I said, I don't know how they did this, because sin ain't never been free.
All right, Pastor Lula May. I'm glad you thought about me. But we was calling to see if we could get you to pray over this show, since it's our first show. Do you got time?
Well, baby, I'm not going to be able to pray over right now. I got to go do an exorcism later on this evening.
An exorcism?
Yes, baby. We got to do an exorcism. It's going to be me, the Pope, Pastor Troy, Jimmy Swagger, the Dalai Lama. We all got to go do an exorcism and put our forces together.
Wait. Who y'all going to do the exorcism on,
Pastor? On that Trump.
Oh.
Got to get that hate out of his heart. Got to go ahead and kill my all that love.
Oh, are y'all going to be using holy water? And where do you get your holy water from?
Now, see, baby, you know, holy water a little too clean for Trump. He left it too clean for him. We can't use no holy water. We got to go out and use some holy
shit. Oh, Lula May.
Ooh, Mama Lula. Lula. Ooh, Pastor Lula.
All right, Lula man. We don't want to get you started up this morning. So can you please just give us a few words so we can get our show rolling?
Well, I'm going to say this. For everybody on KBOO 90.7, I love T6 and the Amazon Queen. And I'm going to end with this, that Trump is not the way to go, and that love trumps hate.
All right, y'all heard it from Pastor from the First Baptist Church of Chicken Waffles and Kitchen Sink, Miss Lula Mae. Thank you, Miss Lula Mae.
Thank you, baby. Thank you.
All right. So, I guess at this time, I'm going to tell you a little bit about myself as well as the Queen so you can get a little bit of know who we are and why we're here hosting this show. So, Queen, why don't you go first?
Well, hello, everybody. I am the Amazon Queen. I am born and raised in Portland, Oregon. I am a general, go Grand High School, G. And been doing stand-up comedy for about like 5 years now, going on 6. I love performing. I love making them laugh. My motto is, what's life without laughter here? But also, too, let's go a little further, that mine goes down to, laughter is contagious, and I am open for business.
All right. And myself, I am T6. I consider myself the best thing since boats and trains, you know, self-proclaim, I would say that. I'm a Southern boy. I've been out here in Portland for a couple of years. I've been doing comedy for a couple of years. And I've been on KBOO for a couple months. And a little bit more about myself. I love comedy. It's what I enjoy most about life, is making people laugh and enjoying a good laugh. After all, what's life without laughter?
Exactly.
And I got one thing to say. Now, since you the queen, mm-hmm. can I be the king?
No, no, baby.
Oh.
Well, how about this? Put in the application. Put in an application. I look at all applications thoroughly.
Is it a wait list?
For you, I will go ahead and push you on up the waiting list. Don't you worry about a thing. You will get pushed up.
All right. Well, stay tuned. After this quick break, we will have Sam Thompson of SEI Self Enhancement Incorporation coming up next. And we'll be right back at
What's Life Without Laughter on 90.7 KBOO.
Ah, yeah, that was fabulous. T6 and the Amazon Queen, Belinda Giles, bringing us What's Life Without Laughter. It happens on the third Wednesday of the month at 6 o'clock. That is what you are listening to right now. Please do call in and support. You know, the diversity of the airwaves on KBOO just absolutely amazes me. We can go from having really hardcore investigative reporting, stories that bring us to tears, but how important is it to also make ourselves laugh and to laugh with ourselves and each other, knowing that we are doing this in the community way? We are asking you right now to support this amazing program and to support KBOO in general. Please add yourself to this community and become a new member of KBOO today. I'm Ani. This is the spring membership drive here on KBOO, your community radio station. And the time to call to become a member of KBOO is right now. Call us at 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. Right now, you can call in, and I would love to hear from folks who want to become sustaining members of KBOO. Perhaps you have been giving a little bit every year. Perhaps you've been giving a substantial amount every year. Perhaps you have not given to KBOO before. This is your time. Think about giving in a monthly way and adding KBOO to your monthly subscription services, right? This is something that's changed over the last few years. And right now, many of us are subscribing to music services or subscribing to movie services. It's sort of a new way of getting information and entertainment and the whole lot. We're asking you to maybe add KBOO to that budget. Think about $10 a month for KBOO Community Radio. It is in the same ballpark there with so many other subscription services that we hardly bat an eye at. But you know, KBOO, it seems like it's free. We come to you whether you pay or not. But in fact, it is not free to make. And it costs $60,000 a year to keep that transmitter rental going. And you can be a part of keeping that bill paid. That's how we do it here at KABU. We do it with your financial support. Please call right now, 877-500-5266, and close the gap between your community radio station and the community. Our grassroots supporters, that's you, are what enables us to be independent and bring you this diversity of programming, from comedy shows to programs about war crimes to programs that will make us dance to radio theater and surrealist music and surrealist theater. We have it all because you, our grassroots communities, demand it. You deserve it. And right now, we're asking you to please be a participatory part of it. Become a KABU member today. Call us at 877-500-5266. 877-500-5266. Your contribution every month of $10 adds up to $120 over the course of a year. And I have to say, it comes out in little bite-sized pieces that you will hardly miss. Perhaps you have been contributing $10 a month. This could be your time to bump that up just a dollar or two every month, knowing that you are increasing your support to KABU and helping to cover it for some folks that maybe just really can't right now. So it's a thing that we share in together. 877-500-5266 is the magic number, the keys to the community. Go ahead, pick up your phone and make that call. Make that commitment to your community and your community radio station. 877-500-5266. Or online, you can join us at kboo.fm. It's an easy thing to do, and it's a meaningful action. It really does make a huge difference. We are looking to raise $134,000 by the end of this membership drive, and we can get there with your support. Right now, we would love to reach $200 before 7 o'clock. And again, your support makes it all possible, and it's such a very, very doable thing. Please, right now is the time to call 877-500-5266 and say yes to your community radio station. Embrace your community. Keep the laughter flowing. Keep the information going. Keep the music flowing. Also, our toes tapping together. All of it brought to you through your support. We are Grassroots Radio, and you are the grassroots. Please do call right now and become a participatory member. Call us at 877-500-5266 with your $10 a month contribution. Perhaps it's easier for you to do that all at one time, and that's absolutely fine too. We would love to hear from you. Just do give us a call and take that action now. 877-500-5266. Become a member of KABU right now.
Welcome back to What's Love Without Laughter. In the studio, we have with us the awesome Sam Thompson. Welcome to the studio, Sam.
Oh, thank you, man. Thank you, thank you.
And at this time, the Queen, Belinda Giles, is going to go ahead and give y'all a little introduction about Sam.
Well, let's go ahead and say that Sam Thompson, also known as Seasoning, is a proud Portlander. He is a Grant High School graduate. He is an influential person in the community. He is the unofficial but honorary but honor mayor of North Northeast Portland. That's what we say.
Yes.
He is a lot of things. He is a really cool guy. He does a comedy. He does a lot of with bringing shows to Seattle as well as to Portland and back. I have been on some of his shows myself.
Yes, you have.
He has put quite a few of us to work, so that's a wonderful thing. And he is, what he's here for is SEI, Self Enhancement Incorporated. So,
all right.
Here we have Sam. Go ahead. Sam, if you can go ahead and give me a brief intro to SEI.
All right. So SEI is Self Enhancement Incorporated. It is a youth service agency that serves predominantly African-American students. Started in 1981 as a 2-week basketball camp by Tony Hobson Jr. and Ray Leary. But as the years went by, man, it seemed that kids needed a little bit more than just a couple weeks of basketball camp. So they started the in-school program. And now we service over 3,000 kids. We're located at about 5 high schools. four middle schools. Complete wraparound services for the kids, for their families. Just a great organization, man. SEI is the largest, or the second largest minority-owned company in the state of Oregon. Employees. Oh. Only thing that we're behind is Spirit Mountain.
Okay. Yeah.
The gambling people. Right, the gambling.
That's what we're going to be behind.
There you go.
Education versus gambling. Education winning.
So it's just a great place.
Now, Sam, what brought you to SEI?
So as a kid, I started going to the basketball camp in 1991. So 25 years ago, started going to the basketball camp. Loved it. That was the only time, you know, I didn't grow up in a house with no dad or no uncles. Yep. That was my only time I got an opportunity to have some influence of some men. And from that turned into me making a really positive relationship with a man named Mr. Richard Fortson. And from that, in high school, got involved. They started, you know, letting me get my jobs and work basketball camps and work in the summer programming. And when I moved back to Portland in 2007, I took on a job there full time. Working at Grant High School as an in-school coordinator.
And actually, you went to Grant.
I went to Grant. G House, man. Generals, baby.
Matter of fact, this is just for Alan Bell. Come on. G.
Yeah.
I like that.
Alan Bell. Okay, now, you have a program you started right now that you have for the alumni. What's this called now?
Yeah, so starting in August, I took a new position at Self-Enhancement. I was the coordinator at Grant, and then I moved into a new position called the Alumni Program Coordinator. And so, with that, my job is to get all alumni that came through SEI over the last 35 years to come reconnect with SEI through networking, through different opportunities for us to reconnect with each other, reengage with the students through different volunteer opportunities, games, after-school program, things like that, and then ultimately to get the alumni to reinvest in a program that's helped all of us out. SEI is a nonprofit organization that gets 99% of its money from private donors.
That's awesome.
And grants. And so with that, though, 99% of the people giving that money don't look like us. And so we need to figure out a way to get us to come back, reconnect with each other, reengage with these kids, because any positive influence these kids can have are amazing, and ultimately reinvest back into our community and to our kids.
Great. That's what the most important thing is. And that's really awesome. I know grew up, I wasn't in SEI, but a lot of my friends were. And it was just, you can see the change of the crossroads of they could have went here, but they went this way.
Exactly.
Because of SEI being there to say, this is another road out there. Okay, now, so what is the future of SEI that you see?
So I believe, you know, that SEI has an opportunity to a lot of great things to grow. As our community starts to look differently, as Northeast Portland doesn't look like it looked in the 80s and 90s, as we have been getting gentrified in this community, as we move out to East County, we want to have opportunity to have SEI make an influence on our students, our black families in East County. So SEI the future would mean, to me, us connecting wherever we're at, being there, being visible, being able to, with the Alumni Association and the different programs we have, impact African-American kids and their families, you know, to become positive contributing citizens one day. So that's what it looks like for me in the future. It looks like us continuing to do the work that we do, but doing it on an even more grander
scale. It sounds like what you're saying, like SEI would be like a home base kind of a thing to where with all the kids that have been identified to Beaverton and the numbers and to Vancouver can still come back to SEI.
Our neighborhood has been over the last, you know, 20 years taken. It's gone. It's not ours anymore. And we don't have a hub. We don't have a place that's ours anymore. And so the Jewish community, the Asian community, the Russian community, the Mexican community, they all have their own hubs. And so I think that's what we could be.
Yes. That's important. Sam, tell the people that's listening how they can get involved, how they can contact you if they're a former SEI alumni, just how they can find you.
So if they're looking for me, definitely they can just check me out, Samuel Thompson, on Facebook, or they could email me at SamuelT@selfenhancement.org. Also, if anybody's interested in donating to SEI, then go on selfenhancement.org, our website, go to donate and do whatever kind of gift that you want. If you guys want to just donate some time, which is just as important as money, come to the center. It's at 3920 North Kirby. The number is 503-249-1721. Hit us up. Let us know you guys want to come help out, and we would love to see you.
All right, everybody. Let's thank Sam Thompson for coming in.
Thank you.
In This Is Us Reconnect, Reengage, and Reinvest campaign for the SEI.
Alumni.
Sam Thompson.
Man. Appreciate it.
All right.
And also, too, you can go ahead and Facebook me, tweet me, back page me, whatever you choose to, at DA Amazon Queen. That's me. What about you, T6?
Of course, you want to find me. That's T61 on Facebook. Of course, come to the KBOO website. Under What's Life Without Laughter, look me up as well as look on the website and do some volunteering. I want to thank all of the listeners today for listening to this show. It's been a bless. We'll be back next month, same time, every third Wednesday, 6:30. It's been great.
Thank you. With you as well. And all the KBOOs, 90.7, man. Thank y'all.
What's Life Without Laughter?
Hey, KBOO, 90.7.
And you are listening to What's Life Without Laughter here on the Mighty 90.7. I'm Ani, and right now is the moment to shine. Come on into the KBOO family and add yourself to this amazing independent community radio resource. We are in our spring membership drive, and you can join us right now by making a contribution at 877-500-5266. What does that mean? What does that get you? Well, you get to know that you are doing your part to keep community radio free and strong in this area so that we can continue to bring you information and news and comedy and radio theater and poetry and culture, and we can share it all here on 90.7 or on KBOO.FM online, where we stream all day long our live broadcast. We also have archives of all of the programs, so if you've missed something and you want to go back and listen again, you can do that at KBOO.FM, and we bring this all to you with your support. Your support can be called in right now at 877-500-5266, and you can become a